DW.
The terrain resembles typical African bushland, an expanse of rolling hills, shrubs, and grass. And then, suddenly, a cow appears. Farmer Stuan Strangcall is waiting at the gate to greet us.
Hi, Azan. Welcome to the farm.
He has about 100 cattle here. All of them are from the same breed.
We produce a cattle breed called Beefmaster.
Beefmaster, a name that makes the fate of these animals pretty clear. They're destined for meat production. Today, only a handful of the cows are in sight, grazing peacefully.
We struggle to find our cattle. Every day we count them 2 times a day. Because in South Africa, as you might know, we have quite a bit of theft. We're struggling a bit with condition. We haven't had enough rain this year for our cattle for enough grazing.
The lack of rainfall has had serious implications for the farm. While the cows look reasonably healthy, Strangcall says they haven't produced many offspring.
Most of these animals are still pregnant. We've got just over 100 in this camp. We've got about only 12 calves this year, so our animals are quite late with calving. But that's all right, we can wait for some rain before they calf.
Strangcall is tall, in his mid-40s, and in good shape. He has a beard and a baseball cap covering his curly hair. He says he doesn't understand why some farmers in the Northern Hemisphere complain about their workload.
They complain and they talk about how they farm, and these guys have big machinery and equipment and baling and all of that nonsense. Here in South Africa we have legs and we do a bit of walking. Not to insult any of you American and European farmers, because I mean I would love to farm with that machinery and equipment.
Strangcall and his workers look a bit like cowboys in a western, driving the animals in front of them, the cows' hooves kicking up dust. The cattle have to be sprayed from all sides to protect them against ticks. The insects are particularly dangerous in South Africa and can be deadly to cattle. The spraying procedure is repeated every 2 weeks.
So yeah, these animals are completely wild. So as you can see, the guy using his whip now just to try and get them under a bit of control, because they will attack. So now we're going to try and spray all of these animals because, yeah, they're looking really good.
The cows don't seem to enjoy getting wet. But the more trying ordeal is yet to come. The cows have to swallow the deworming medication. This only happens once a year, but still, it's hard work for the men. Each cow has to be led individually into a narrow passage, have their head clamped, and only once they've swallowed the substance are they allowed to return to the meadow outside. The farm is by no means big by South African standards. The animals here have 600 hectares of land to roam. The boundary is marked by a fence, but it's not high enough to stop antelope from jumping over to graze. Strangcall says that doesn't bother him, though. He has more dangerous intruders to worry about.
We've been having a bit of problems with leopard and a cat called Caracal. It's quite a biggish cat. They have been killing our calves. While the animal is giving birth, the leopard or the caracal actually kills the calf.
The farmer is clearly fond of his Beefmaster cows.
We've got this calf here. He's roughly around a month old now. His mother died, so we bottle feed him. He is the only tame animal we have on this farm.
Strangcall pats the calf. It might grow up to be a good breeding bull, he says, adding that although he makes enough income now, he'd like to expand his farm in the future. DW.